All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast Live. We are here. It's Monday night, and we are getting ready to not only be on the phone lines, but also sharing with one another on Facebook Live. So for those of you near a computer, go ahead to Facebook, and you can go to the Tullius M. Carr page, where you can join us for interaction, ask questions, share testimony, and just enjoy the word just as we've enjoyed it all this week. We've been talking about when one door closes, there is always another way. So let's go ahead and get started as our leader joined the call with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Good. This is our Monday night live, y'all. If y'all want to, y'all can log on to the Facebook page. I'll be on logging on in a minute here. But in the meantime, in between time, let us get a little weekend review. Is Mr. DJ here?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So give us a little shake back. Give us a little word. What we got on this topic here? When one door closes, there's always another way.
When one door closes, there's always another way. It's like never give up. Be disciplined, stay focused, have that close relationship with God, because what you might think is a door closing is actually an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's several different ways of being blessed, and there's several different ways of you getting in trouble, too. But there's several different ways of being blessed and receiving messages and blessings from God. He never comes at you in a way that you can actually be opinionated, if you notice. He comes at you direct, and you have to be disciplined enough to receive him. You know, if you ask for $1,000, he may give it to you. It might be a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't control him. You can't tell him. Some of us order him around. We ask him to go do this, go do that, how we want to, and that's what we got to get out of. We got to get out of that. Once you ask for the blessing, you need to thank him, be grateful, and then you have to be obedient, disciplined enough to be obedient. There's one word I don't think I remember hearing us mention, but it's real big with me, and it's called patience. You have to have patience. If you can't go through this door, that's it. Oh, well, it ain't meant for me. No. You know, in a scenario that we talked about on last night about the man that came through the roof, you know, you have to be persistent, but then there's a time for you also to be patient. You know, it's not always about leaving the room with the door. Sometimes you just need to wait. You know, the door might be unlocked. You know, he might just be like, not right now. It's a storm going on out here. I don't need you to go out the window. I just need you to sit still. And
right.
That's something that we have to, you know, pay attention to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what it is. So what we're going to do is we're going to open it up with prayer first, and then we're going to get started. Miss Tiana, please.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to continue to serve you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, may we go forward on this message of when one door closes, there's always another way, with an open mind and open heart to just receive the word that you have for us, dear Lord. May we do so with patience. May we do so with humility. May we do so with love. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this platform, and we thank you for God and our leader. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. When one door closes, there's always another way. So I'm about to start live, y'all. So y'all get a chance to go ahead and live on. I'm going to allow people to log on real quickly. So if you want to, go ahead and log on. We're going to give you a minute. How's it going, Ms. Jennifer and Ms. Doris? How y'all doing? Okay. Miss Erin and Miss Tiana and Miss Latonya, how are y'all? Okay.
Great.
So the topic is, again, we're talking about when one door closes, there's always another way. I don't know about y'all, but in life you're going to experience a lot of doors being closed. How you doing, Miss Rhonda? How are you? And who is that? Miss Martin, how are you? What else we have out there? Miss Jones, how are you doing? And Mr. Artie, how are y'all? Miss Shannon? Okay. Miss Murdoch? So when one door closes, there's always another way. That's the topic. We're about to dive into that topic real quickly. Okay. And we're going to start with some email questions. So, Miss Tia, if you don't mind, go ahead and pose out that first email question. When one door closes, there's always another way. What we got?
Yeah, the first question this evening comes from a gentleman who's been dealing with some career issues. I've been unemployed for over a year now. The door of my career closed, and over the last 3 months alone, I've gone to 20-plus interviews with no offers. After working over 15 years, it's a complete disappointment to me that I've not been able to find another way. My next interview is next week. How can I let go of this feeling that I'm no longer good enough?
How you doing, Miss? Who is that? Miss Fletcher, how are you? Miss Sharon and Miss Danielle, Miss Patience, Miss Lavina, Miss Wilson. Miss Patience. Your mama has some patience with that, huh? What's going on, John Graham? We hadn't seen you in a while. Miss Miranda, how are you? Miss Katina, Miss Arlene, Miss Faith, how are you doing? Y'all, so the question is this. Here's the question. I have been unemployed for over a year now. The door on my career closed. And in the last 3 months alone, I have gone to 20 interviews with no offers. After working for over 15 years, it is a complete disappointment that I have not been able to find another way. My next interview is next week. How can I let go of the feeling that I am no longer good enough? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, first of all, he needs to take himself out of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to take himself out of that equation and put God in control. If he got one job and been there 15 years, then he can get another one. He just has to exercise some patience and some discipline. Instead of feeling sorry for yourself or like you're not adequate, be confident in that you are good. Be confident in that you are capable, and a company out there will pick you up. You have to wait on the Lord because he will renew your strength. So simply put, you need to be disciplined and seeing what else is out there. Sometimes you may not need to go work for somebody else. Sometimes you might need to work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to first be disciplined and have the if you're not considering yourself valuable, why should you be valuable to anybody else? So he needs to kill that quick.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss Tenise and Minister Ford? How are you? How you doing? Miss Tiffany, how are you? Miss Tammy, how you doing, Miss Tammy? Mr. Bree, Ms. Latasha, Tori, what's going on, man? So, y'all, the question is this. I have been unemployed for over a year now. The door on my career closed. And in the last 3 months alone, I have gone to 20 interviews with no offers. After working for over 15 years, it is a complete disappointment that I have not been able to find another way. My next interview is next week. How can I let go of the feeling that I'm no longer good enough? For one, are you talking about a feeling? Now, you know feelings get us in trouble.
Yes.
Feelings would have us thinking that God closed the door, or as this individual said, I have been unemployed for over a year now. Unemployed for over a year. The door on my career closed. Who said that the door closed or was it delayed? Maybe it wasn't even delayed. Maybe God just had this as a woven in the process. Who said that the door was closed?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust anybody that's drunk?
No,
that's
sir.
A bad question. Can you trust a drunk person? You don't know if a drunk person telling the truth. You don't know. So we can't trust a drunk person. How can we trust someone who's drunken in feelings?
We can't.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the good thing about this, and this is why I love this topic. Okay, when one door closes, y'all know a lot of people don't want to hear the true word of God. You know that people will close doors that God never intended to be closed?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all know that? Sometimes people will, Mr. DJ, let me correct my words. They won't purposefully close the doors, but by mistake, we close doors that God did not intend to close. We shut relationships off that God didn't say shut off. And then we open doors that we think that we feel should be opened.
That's right.
Yes.
Y'all know we look for something with God. Y'all know how it is. We say all the time, I'm going to pray about it. In other words, God got to open that door in order for me. So we be saying, I'm going to pray. And y'all see how that paper dropped? We want something to fall down on us to give us a sign. In other words, God, I'm going to close this door tonight. And by the morning, if you want me to open the door or if you want that thing to happen, let the door be open. That's the game we play with God. We play a hocus pocus game. Talking about that God. When is that God? So sometimes we close doors that God intended to be open, and we'll say that, you know, that person is not my friend because of what they did. Don't you know God allowed that to happen? Not so that they wouldn't be your friend, but sometimes you need a little isolation. Come on, man. What's going on, Mr. Brian? What's going on, Pat? Miss Sherry, how are y'all? How you doing, Miss Brenda? Sometimes God will literally allow things to happen, and it seems like the door is closed. You know how many people are not barren, how many women are not barren? In other words, they can't have a child. And they say, well, God closed my womb. Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
We close our own womb, right? Because we go get procedures, get snipped and clipped and tied. But yet we still be having these babies. Ain't that something? See, if God says it's not done, it's not done. Even in this situation right here, just because there's been a delay on the job, you getting what you wanted, don't mean that it's over yet. It's over yet. Y'all, a delay and a closed door. A lot of times, watch this now. Tell me what doors, don't when you leave your house, aren't your doors closed? Just because the door is closed, does that mean you can't go in? No, you have the right key to open it up.
Yes.
Now, the door is closed and locked for the one not supposed to enter.
That's right.
Y'all got to listen to this now. When one door closes, there's always another way. Just like even in the natural. Watch this. Even in the natural. If we live in well-to-do areas where you can just leave your door open and nobody play with yourself, good luck to you. That's a great place. That's what heaven looks like. Okay. Now, watch this. We can't trust the natural flesh because fleshly things, people, are crooked, right? So how do you think God can just leave doors open for us? Because we'll start walking into houses and into areas that are not ours. In other words, we'll say, that's my husband and it's not yours. See, this is why God purposely closed doors to keep unwanted company out. It ain't meant for you to go in.
Come on.
Y'all got to hear me. We're about to get it. It's not meant for you to go in. And sometimes, look at the door that he closed on David. David, you know the one who killed Goliath? Y'all remember David? You know David, the same David who had an affair with this woman named Bathsheba? You remember David? Mm-hmm. See, the door that God closed with David is David was anointed king. Tora, that's my brother from another, tell him. Y'all know if we're anointed to be anything, boy, we're about to operate in it right now. But just because you are anointed, in other words, just because you're blessed to be something, God don't mean that he can open the door right now for you to activate work in it right now. That don't mean that you're about to work in it right now. David was anointed to be king and had to go right back to the pasture and work as a shepherd boy.
Tell it.
See, that ain't the message that we want. So to help this individual out, just because God put a delay on it, don't mean that the door was closed. Maybe God had to refine some stuff. Anybody know about painting a car? See, when you paint in a car, you got to close the doors. Everybody else can't see what's going on because it's about to get dirty. Just let them see the end product. See, God don't need you to see something. See, just because God closed the door, sometimes you're on the outside of the door. You don't need to see what's about to go on. Everybody can't stand blood. That's why surgery is performed by people who are professionals.
Mm. Come on.
Now, boy, this get real, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. That makes sense, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. DJ, I got a question from you, from Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer said, y'all listen to this, when one door closes, there's always another way. Okay? Miss Jennifer said, would God open a door that he knows it, hold on. Would God open a door that he knows is not meant to be just, I'm not understanding that one, Miss Jennifer. Would God open a door that he knows it is not meant to be just to test us? What you mean by that? I'm trying to catch you right there. I'm not understanding that one.
Is it, would God open a door that he knows is not meant to be opened just to test us?
Is that it? Okay. So would God open a door that he knows is not meant to be opened just to test us? Okay. So you saying would God open the door for us to walk through just to test us? That's what you're saying?
Well,
that's a loaded question, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, for ill intent purposes, I'm not God, nor am I going to speak for God. But I know he does. I do know he does open doors and allows things for us, like a disobedient, whining, irritating child, to say, I'm ready. And to prove a point, to show you that you're not ready, he will open that door and allow you to experience it just so you can see, you know, no, you're not ready. So to teach you a lesson more so, I say, yeah, he has done that before.
Okay.
Can I?
So y'all heard the question?
Okay. May I share something, Mr. Carr?
Yes. Go ahead.
My thoughts are, I don't know if it's, like, as Mr. Jesus just said, can't speak for God. I don't know if it's God opening that door or God allowing us to turn the key in that door because we want it so much. And he's allowing us to see what actually happens because we haven't been obedient. So I don't know if he's opening it or just allowing for it to be opened.
Okay. So here's the thing. The question is, would God open a door that he knows is not meant for to be open, but just to test us? God will absolutely open the door by the testing of our faith. You don't have to speak for God to know his actions. When you know somebody, I don't have to speak for my mom. I know what my mom will do, though. That's when you really have a deep relationship, you know what I'm talking about? God will absolutely open doors that is not meant for you to walk through just to test you to see if you can walk. Parents, oh parents, when you real with your kids, parents, when you real, you will absolutely put the keys on that table and see if they play with you or not, wouldn't you? come on, let's get down to the get down. How you doing, Miss Sharon, Miss Tony? I know I would. I would leave my keys right there because I done taught you better, so go ahead and try me one time. One time, go ahead and try. You don't think that God will open the door that you know you're not supposed to be walking through? Because, see, when you're faithful, Lord have mercy, when you're faithful, just because it's open don't mean that you walk through it if your steps are not ordered by the Lord. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, I know my limits. Just because I see $100 on the ground don't mean that I pick it up when I saw where it fell from. See, that's the difference. Because, see, some of us, let's go to that one right quick. Come on, watch this, y'all. When one door opens, there's always another way. We call it a blessing when we pick up $100 or some money or something that somebody else lost, and we know the person who just lost it. And we'll say, hey, didn't God bless me? Look at that blessing. How is that a blessing? In other words, he purposely opened the door to see, huh, what you was going to do. Are you going to operate in integrity? Or are you going to be faithless? There's a difference. Huh? All right, what'd you say, Tora? Tora said, I don't believe God works that way. I think God gives us free will, and we don't always make the right choices. Those times and decisions are usually made when we try to do things on our own. That's right. So here's the thing about it. God will open the door. In other words, free will means you have the right to do right or wrong. But see, just because you have the right to do right, and the door is open for you to do right, don't mean it's your appointed time to do it. That's a conflict with America right now, because we all want to bless that individual. But if God didn't tell you to bless it, I know you have the finances to do it. If God didn't tell you, I know you have the time to do it. If God didn't tell you, why are you stepping out on somebody else's assignment? It's not yours. Uh-oh. See how this gets? What'd you say, Miss Tasha? Yes, I was tested today. This is for me. Come on with it. Okay. How you doing, D? Look at Derry. What's going on, Mr. Singleton? I'm going to call you that name right now because we're on live. What'd you say, Miss Denise? Miss Denise said, good evening, sisters and brothers in Christ. Okay. It's your first time? Good deal. I'm glad you're here. How you doing, Miss Andrea and Miss Sandra? Okay. Miss Candace, Miss Angela. Okay. So y'all with me? So God will purposely open doors, right? Y'all, as a parent, watch this. When one door closes, there's always another way. Is it wrong for a parent? Watch this. Is it wrong for, let me take it out, parent. Let's put it on relationships. Is it wrong to be in a relationship? Y'all follow me? Is it wrong to be in a relationship and you know somebody's trying to mess with your spouse? And you know it, just to see what they gonna do? Is that wrong? Yes or no?
The silence is deafening. We would want to say that it's wrong, but it's
all right. Hold on. What did you say, Tara? If a man cheats on his wife, did God send the other woman to him to be tested? I say absolutely not. The devil works trust. Wait, not my God. Okay, the devil works this way, not my God. Okay. If a man cheats on his wife, did God send the other woman to him to be tested?
Absolutely not.
Did God send the other woman his way to be tested?
No, sir.
He didn't?
No.
I beg to differ. I'm going to tell you about my God, Tori. You say that's not your God? I'm going to tell you about my God. My God said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? He sent Satan on the assignment. I don't want to go by hypotheticals. Let me go by the word of God. See, I like to go by the word of God. See, the word of God diffuses a whole bunch of stuff. You know that?
Okay.
My God will send Satan as a thorn. My God would. If you know about the story of Job, you also know he sent Satan to be a thorn in Job's side. So the question is, if a man cheats on his wife, did God send the other woman? Ain't that something? God would allow Satan to do what Satan wants to do because he calls Satan the prince of this earth, if I'm not mistaken. Let's stick to facts. That's scripture written, right?
Correct.
So what is a test without the option of failure, people? So you mean to tell me my God only sends favor your way where you can only succeed? Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. If God never sent an option to fail, why is there such a thing called hell? My God, I'm going to wait on these answers. The Bible that I read, my God says we are more than overcomers. In other words, we have to have obstacles. The woman wasn't a problem. The man option to cheat with her was the problem. It's called a free will for a reason. That means you have the option to cheat or not cheat. But don't say that God wouldn't send it your way. He didn't send it your way to fail. He sent it your way to be a testimony, not as a failure. He didn't send temptation. Remember, we are drawn away by our own lusts and desires. Let's get to the word, not hypotheticals. I like to stick to the word. How about that? I like to stick to the word. Okay? Because it's not a hypothetical. We are drawn away by our own lusts and desires. In other words, liquid paper can be used to white out, or it can be used as a drug. It's all about the person, right? The woman who came, not necessarily was to cheat, it's because of his own lusts and desires it went that way, not because God sent her there to make him fail. Hello.
All right.
Ain't that something? How you doing, Ms. Ebony? Ruda? How you doing, Miss Geneva? It gets good. It's real, people. God doesn't send anything our way to make us fail, but God does test us so that we can see where we are. As a matter of fact, watch this. Let's start with the beginning of time. When God closes one day or one door, there's always another way. At the beginning of time, look at Adam and look at Eve.
Yes, sir.
That's right, Ms. Miranda. Satan has to get God's permission. But that means God, it's only two things that happen in life. God either ordered it or God allowed it. Because he's all so powerful, it's only two things that happen. He either ordered it or he allowed it. God didn't order us to fail, but he did order the test. The test is not, testing and tempting are two different things. Testing is to show where we are in God. Temptation is to pull us away for failure. Ain't that something?
It is.
Something. So you don't think that God can order a drug dealer to come and offer you drugs? Yes, he can. Because the test, how you doing, Mr. Johnny Curtis and Ms. Tafta? Yes, God would allow the drug dealer to come right directly to you. He sure will. But here's the test. The test is that you overcome it, and the person who came to you as a drug dealer should leave with some information called God. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
My goodness. We think that every bad thing that God wouldn't send our way. You don't think that God would send some bad stuff your way, and that's your assignment for you to help it out? Because so the lady who God could have sent your way, Satan meant it as a temptation, but God meant it as a test. See, when you test something, but when you test something, what typically happens is this. Whatever you just tested on, they will see the glory of God. And the Bible said, when you lift me up, I will draw. So the very thing that you just overcame will start to see the God in you, and it will start to conform. Hello.
Come on.
So the woman who came, that could have pulled you away from your wife, she actually came and got healed. How about that? Ain't that something? You know how even the clumps got it down pat. The clumps, right? They had a murder movie. You're going to walk over here straight, but you're going to leave limping. In other words, you're going to get blessed when you come by here. It don't matter that God would allow things to come and test you. But now when it leaves from you, it's going to leave a different way. Has anybody ever encountered someone who came for one reason but left for another reason? I got my boy Johnny. Johnny is a coach, y'all. He's a college coach at Ball State, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny. He's a college coach, Division I, excellent coach. Now watch this. Johnny, is it not possible for you to go and recruit? You went over there to recruit the quarterback, but you end up getting a receiver? Come on, y'all.
Truth.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? How you doing, Miss Katina? So just because someone can come your way, and let's just say, you know, you married, you mean to tell me God wouldn't allow that test to come your way to see if you're going to be faithful? That's not true. God will allow you to be tested to see if you're going to be faithful, not to prove to him, but to so you'll see where you are. And not only that, the person who very well could have pulled you to the other side, hey, they can get delivered too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that?
Amen.
Look at what John says, sure. So just because you went expecting one thing, in other words, we put limitations on God, and we say God is a good God because we think that God only opens doors. But what about when God closes doors? God closes doors too. And it very well may be doors that we actually prepare for all our life. You know, we was ready for marriage, and we wanted to have children, and we wanted to be the principal, and we wanted to be the head coach, and we wanted to be the star athlete. But what happens when God closes the door on your athletic ability? You was the greatest player ever in America, and all of a sudden, ACL gone. Look at how God closed the door.
Right.
Ain't that something, people? Mr. DJ, tell him what you say all the time. If you ever want to make God laugh, do what?
Tell him your plan.
Tell him your plan. God is a good God. Man, y'all got to hear me. Listen to what I'm about to tell y'all, because this is going to help a lot of us out. When one door closes, there's always another way. Do y'all not understand that God purposely delayed going to raise Lazarus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody, watch this, what I'm about to say. Because, see, when there's a disagreement, people start to get mad. It's cool. That's fine. Watch this. Somebody would say, that's not my God, that he would put off a delay because somebody needed to. Oh, is it not your God? Well, guess what he did? God knew Lazarus and God was cool. Because to have a direct communication with God like that, Jesus, that had to be strong. He knew what was going to happen. He purposely delayed for the greater good. Y'all don't hear me now. Somebody would say, well, my God, if that's my God, he's an on-time God, and Lazarus wouldn't be. Will you be quiet for a second? He purposely delayed that. He purposely. In other words, it seemed like he was being cruel to Mary and Martha, but he was not being cruel. Had he went when they wanted him to go, then they would have never received something called a miracle.
That's right.
See, God started to expand his definition of who he is. Y'all see?
Right.
Because, see, they only knew Jesus as a healer, Mr. DJ. But then the Bible says that he is the resurrection. Well, guess where he had to perform that at? At Lazarus. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He had to perform a resurrection. So God purposely allowed Lazarus to go to sleep. They wrongly misinterpreted it. He allowed Lazarus to go to sleep. In other words, God closed one door to find another way. Because had he just went when Lazarus was sick, then they'd have knew him as a healer. But he says, I want you to know me more than just a healer. I want you to know me as one who not only heals, but watch this. I want you to know me as one who restores. I want this man to be absolutely gone in your eyes, and then I'm going to hit the scene. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So they was disappointed with God at first, but they loved him when he left. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir. Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody except for the undertaker. That's right.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
Does y'all follow me? That's right, Tora, and I'm with you on that, Tora. We on the same, we brothers, man. You know, listen. Like, Tora said, as soon as I start thinking I am the reason for my success or the reason my life is as it is, that's when I become open to ways and temptations of the world. You're right, Tora. I agree with you. We're on the same page. Okay? God isn't tempting me. That's right. The Bible said God does not tempt. God tests. Satan tempts. That's, you're absolutely right. Okay, so God is not tempting me. If I'm not actively working on my relationship with God, I leave myself exposed to Satan. We high-fiving each other. We brothers. We're on the same page, man. We speaking the same language. Y'all see it? So when God opens, when one door closes, God does also always another way. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Now watch this. Okay. Miss Deanna, can you read?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want y'all to hear the scripture real quickly. Y'all mind? When there's one door, because I want to, somebody about to get blessed on this one. Okay, we're going to get back to the questions. Now watch this. Miss Deanna, read Mark 2, the scripture that we have, Mark 2, 1 through 12, real quickly. Can you please do that for us right quick? I want everybody to hear this. Y'all listen to this. Please don't go nowhere. Listen to this. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on.
Okay.
When God saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier? To say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
Ms. Deanna, go ahead and post that scripture so everybody can read it. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Y'all saw it? Huh? After Jesus had entered into Capernaum, they gathered. There was a great crowd before Jesus. A big old crowd. Now watch this now. Before Jesus. Okay? They were so crowded, it was around the door. Okay, just the scripture, Miss Tiana. You don't have to post all that. She can't read all that. They can't read all that. Just the scripture, please. Mark 2, 1 through 12. This is good enough. Okay? So they gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. Watch this. When one door closes, there's always another way. Jesus was preaching the word to them. Four men came bringing a friend who was paralyzed. They carried this man all the way to the door only to see such a great crowd. Watch this. How many times have we gone such a mighty long way and then we get to the door of disappointment because everybody else around, maybe God not going to hear us. Maybe we was met with a no, not right now. Maybe we was met with a delay. Why aren't you married and you a good woman? Why aren't you married and you a good man? So God purposely closes the door. Y'all, somebody about to get blessed. Watch this. He purposely closes the door, and to you, much like Mary and Martha, it looked like disappointment. Where is God? Lazarus is gone, and God not even here. Where is God? I can't find a good man. Where is God? I work hard, and I don't even make ends meet. My finances are not right. Where is God? Why is it always hell on me? What? See, the door of disappointment just hit us right in the face, right? Mm-hmm. But watch this. Watch this. The man was paralyzed, right? Y'all see it? This man was paralyzed. His four friends carried him to Jesus. There was no room outside the door. Y'all watch this. Listen to this. They said, "I'm not going to take the door." They literally went on a roof and came in. Y'all got to hear me. Y'all, this scripture, this is Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Look what the Bible says. It says, there was no room left outside. Some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus didn't heal the man because of his faith. He healed the man because of the friend's faith. In other words, they went around the door that was closed and went to the rooftop. Watch this, y'all. I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes God closes doors on level one because God wants you to get to level three, four, or five. In other words, we crying about the door that God closed right here. They didn't cry. They went up top. Sometimes God purposely closes the door on that level so that you can go to the rooftop. Ain't that something? What'd you say, Coach Bowden? Y'all, that's Coach Bowden right there. That's my other daddy. You see, I should have let you do our pregame devotion. Y'all see it? So God purposely closes, Mr. DJ, God will purposely close a door on level one. Some of us complaining about the husband. But what if God wants to be your husband in this season and you worried about mortal flesh? Some of us complaining that we didn't make, you know, $50,000 this year. But what if God wants you to make $100,000? Why are you crying about the door that he closed when he wants you to go higher? They went through the rooftop to get to God. Y'all don't, man, come on, man. Y'all with me?
Yes,
sir. DJ, God said, I'm going to close level one because you are too advanced for level one. Why are you still there? But if you really want me, show me that you want me. Women, can you tell a man on his phone? If you really want me, come get me.
Watch out there now.
Come on now. I'm sorry, I ain't doing no love connection on this phone. Come on, my boy wrote it. Hey, y'all check out the poem that Tori wrote. That's a good poem, man. Check it out. That's the footprints. That's right. He put it up there for y'all to read. Footprints in the sand. Y'all see it? Listen, y'all. After they went to level, watch this now. After they got God by going to the next level, watch this. This is what happens to a lot of us. Watch this. We met at the door. It's three things. Y'all can write it down if you want to. Miss Tiana, write it. Number one, God will close the door. You will meet the door of disappointment. Number one. Don't walk away just because you meet disappointment. Don't turn away and say that's not meant for me. That's not true. If Michael Jordan had stopped at the door of disappointment, we wouldn't know Michael Jordan today. Because he got kicked off of his high school football, high school basketball team. It's about to get interesting. Number two, don't turn around, y'all. When God closes one door, there's always another way. He wants you to exercise your faith. Watch this. Number two, you will be faced with opposition. Woo! Y'all know what opposition is? It's called, y'all got to catch up, Mr. DJ. It's called naysayers. What I mean by naysayers is that's going to be the people once you make it. They say they better than you. Look at what these people. They was met with a crowd. And then when they got to the door of disappointment, they couldn't even get in because it was so crowded. They went over top. They worked to get to God. They got to God. And as soon as God, you know, said, look, because of your friend's faith, you are healed, sinners, your sins are forgiven. Look at verse 6. Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like talking about? They was thinking. They ain't even said out loud. God checked them on their thoughts, not what they said.
Yes. Right.
So in other words, it's going to have a lot of people who start to oppose you when you get what God has for you. And sometimes we let opposition slam the door in our face. You got where you need to be, and we will let people smooth talk us out of our blessing. Ain't that something? My God.
And Mr. Carlos, those opposers also will tell you stuff like, you going around there, you ain't going to be able to get in. Don't go the extra mile. You ain't going to be able to do it. Or better yet, I told you, it's closed all the way around. You ain't going to be able to get through that roof.
Ain't that something?
Like you said, they'll talk you out of it.
Come on, y'all. So three things we got to be careful of. The door of disappointment. You will encounter a door of disappointment. Everybody does. That don't mean that you give up on your dreams. That don't mean that you give up on God. That don't mean that you give up on the vision God has for you. Keep on pressing. Find another way. Go to the next level. Maybe level one is not for you. He wants you to go upward. How about that? Number two, Once you get to your dream and your vision and your understanding of and your purpose of what God has for you, don't let the naysayers, the opposition, talk you out of it. In other words, don't let them close the door in front of you just because of what they say. You too young. You too old. You not fit. You a female. You a male. You not smart enough. You not tall enough. You too big. You're not pretty. Don't care about all that. Don't let the opposition close that door in your face. Okay? Watch this one. Number three. Watch what number three is. Number three is obedience. Watch this, y'all. The door of obedience. Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit about them. Watch this, about the paralyzed man. Why are you thinking, which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? Y'all see that? Jesus said, watch this, which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? In other words, when the mind is healed, the body follows. It's easy to say your sins are forgiven, and now he can walk forever. What sense does it mean to get up and walk when you know your sins ain't forgiven? But watch this. He said your sins are forgiven. The man got up and walked. The man got up and walked. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up and take your mat. He first had to handle business. In other words, y'all catch this, Mr. DJ. He first had to address the door of disappointment, and then you were so faithful, you came in. Then I had to address your naysayers. I had to address your opposition. Now I need you to address something. I need you to address the door called obedience. See, now when you get through the door of disappointment, you done made it that far. You done got through the door of opposition. You don't care what people say. Now it's called the door of obedience. He told a man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. In other words, God has now given you direction. It don't matter what people say. You have overcome all your barriers. You have, look, all these closed doors. Now you have to make sure that the door of obedience stays open in your house.
Mr. Carr?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Can you also imagine that paralyzed man, after he has experienced Christ, toting his own bed, walking by the opposition, the naysayers? Can you just imagine him going back home through that crowd that said, you ain't going to get in, don't go around there. You know, and not only is he not on the bed by four people, he walking with the people and toting his own bed.
Come on, y'all. Y'all see it? And not only that, Mr. DJ, the people who was the naysayers, watch this. Y'all want to hear this? Y'all want to see something about this? When one door closes, there's always another way. Watch how God operates. The door was closed. They came in through the roof. They met the naysayers. And then he had to obey. Because of his obedience, watch these doors. Watch these doors. Sometimes, y'all, when one door closes, there's always another way. Sometimes we are the gateway for people to see God. Their path of his obedience is about to backtrack what he just did. In other words, it was 1, 2, 3. Now watch 3, 2, 1. Obedience is about to show his naysayers, the people, watch this, the people who said, why does God, they were thinking, why does God do this? God challenged them by, watch this, watch how God checked them. He told a man to get up. He said, which is easier? To forgive their sins. So he forgave him then, told him to get up. In other words, they got delivered because of this man's obedience. But guess which way he walked out of? He walked out the front door that was once closed. Hello. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Y'all don't
Amen.
Hear me. Sometimes God closed the door on the outside that you can climb up inside and open it for some other people who couldn't otherwise open it on their own.
Amen.
Anybody, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, when I was in college, Tori can tell you, when we was in college, sometimes we forgot our keys, and we had to go through the window just to get in and open the door that we couldn't get in from the outside. But when you really want to get in, you're going to find a way. In other words, when I got in and I opened the door from the outside, I opened it for my brother Tori to come on in. You see how that works?
Yes, sir.
See, sometimes it's going to take you to find another way to open the door for other people. Hello.
Amen.
Y'all didn't catch that, did you? They was met at the door of disappointment. They had to face opposition, and then they had to face obedience. Three doors. Now, when they obey, look at the process reversing itself. They actually help the person, the people who was opposing them, and then the door of disappointment they can now open. It's easy to open a door if you didn't catch it from the inside. I don't hear me. Watch this. The Bible said it. Look what he said. Which is easier? It's easy to open the door from the inside. But in order to get to the inside, don't you have to go up?
Yes, sir.
When one door closes, there's always another way. And guess what, y'all? Sometimes we are the way to other people getting through that locked door. Some people don't know God like you know God, and they need to see God. They don't need to hear about God. Look what the Bible said. Look at verse, hold on, y'all. Watch this. Verse 5, Mark chapter 2, verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he didn't hear about them saying, I love you. He didn't hear about them saying, that's my God, that's my God. When Jesus saw their faith, he saw faith in action. Ain't that something? Man.
It is.
Tora said that's some good stuff. Tora, you right. I'm telling man, we was in college, man, we got locked out a lot of stuff. Somebody had to go through that window. The smallest person had to get in the window. The lightest person had to get through the window. In other words, y'all, when we're operating in God, we understand that our weights, the weights of the world, we light. We can get in most places that most people can't because we don't carry the baggage of the world that they carry. Remember, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, so you can get in places that they can't get in. That's okay. Help them out. Also need doors to be open, and you are the door to a lot of people's gateway to God. Don't you know that?
Amen.
Ooh. Remember, he's the way, the truth, and the life. If God, Jesus is the way, that means that we are to resemble him, mimic him, identify with him. Shouldn't we be the way, too, for other people to see God?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's interesting. Yeah. Mr. DJ, they say you're being quiet over there. So let's get to a little question for Mr. DJ. They say, well,
let's
Mr.
Do
DJ,
it.
Go DJ. That's my DJ. Okay. All right. So let's look at this question, Mr. DJ. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What we go through is, oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't a question. That's Ms. LaTanya saying something. I'm sorry. How you doing, Ms. Rhonda? What was that question? Ms. Sharon had a question. Let me backtrack right quick. I thought Ms. Sharon had a question some time ago, a long time ago. Long time.
She had a couple.
Okay, give me
one.
Would
you like me to share them? One of them was, can we close our own doors in life?
Mr. DJ, y'all, listen to this, y'all. Can we close our own doors in life?
I say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. In haste and disobedience and impatientness, yes, we can. We can close the door and actually shut off our blessing, or at least delay it. We can definitely delay it. You know, what is for you is for you, but, you know, you can shut that door and make it hard for yourself.
Very true.
Yep.
Very true. Y'all, can we close our own doors in life?
Yes, we can.
All right, let me ask another question. Can we, how you doing, Ms. Sharonda and Ms. Viola? Can we close doors that God has opened? Ooh, that's good.
No man can shut.
I'll put you on mute. You just,
Can we close doors that God has opened? I don't want to say we can close the door, but we sure can block it. I mean, because if God has opened it, then there's nothing you really can do about it. You know, but we sure can block it. We sure can put a lot of clutter and put stuff in the way, you know, to where we can't go where he wants us to go. With that door being open. I'm saying we can block it. We can put stuff in our own way when I say we can block it. If he opened that door, then that door is open. You know, but we stuff called stubbornness, and we can become the opposition, and, you know, it's still open, but we can get in our own way. That's
all
what I mean when I say block. Mm-hmm.
Miss Tiana said, yes, we can. Miss Katina said, yes, we can. Miss Arlene said, no. How you doing, Miss Ron? Y'all, can we close doors that God has opened? Anybody else want to chime in on that question? Can we close doors that God has opened? Wow. Good question. Anybody want to chime in on it? Can we close doors? Revelation 3 and 8. The Bible says, I have placed before you an open door. Would you say, Ms. Renina? No man can close doors God has opened. And no man can open doors closet. All right, now, what's going on, Gerald Honeycutt? Ebony, what'd you say? We can hold up the purpose and the process. Okay. Ms. Katina said no. Ms. Tanise said no. We can't close it, but it's our choice to go through it or not. Ooh, boy, she's preaching now. Ms. Tanise, look at her preaching. All right. Ms. Tapp, you say yes, we can close the door? All right. Ms. Relina says in Revelation. Revelation 3 and 8, if y'all got your Bibles. If you next to your computer, go ahead and put it on that. Revelation 3 and 8. Look what the Bible says. He says, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. He says, you have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. When God opens the door, nobody can close it. Y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, here's the thing. God can open the door so wide, Satan will tell you that door is not open. Did God really say that door was open for you? How you know it was for you? And that's when we start second-guessing God. That's when we start to be scared to step out on faith. You know, how do you know there's opportunities for you? You're in the same city. Did God tell you to go to another state? Your mommy and your daddy here, they need your help. What if there's Satan whispering into your ear? And God said, move. Go out. I got mom and daddy taking care of. You do what I tell you to do.
Amen. And Mr. Carr, the door open don't mean it ain't even got to be wide. There's some doors you can't fit through, so that means it ain't for you to go through. There's some doors, I don't know if any of you all are familiar with.
Hold on, DJ, Boy, y'all got to love DJ. DJ says some doors you too big to go through.
That's right. That's right. If you ever go to the Chick-fil-A dwarf house, they got a little bitty door my daughter can go through, but I can't. So that door ain't meant for me. That don't mean the door ain't open. It just ain't for me.
Okay.
You don't let people talk you out of going through your own door, you know?
Check this out, DJ. What if, I'm just playing devil's game. What if God tells you that is your door and you can't fit through it? What does that mean?
No. That means you're doing something wrong, because if God says you can do it, then you got to make it happen. It's going to happen. Just like a camel going through the eye of a needle. To man, that's physically impossible. But to God, that's easy. So if he tell you that door open, you go on and you go on and make that pass.
Well, that's DJ, boy. That's good. That is my summary expert. He translates. He's a parable man. That's right. He's a man of parables. It might not be biblical parable, but it's a parable. Okay? Now, what we say, but what if you deny it? We're talking about that, Ms. Ebony. So God... You know, any door that God has opened cannot be shut by man. We all agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It may appear like the door is closed, but that don't mean. You know, because, y'all, I'm telling y'all, what we said last night. Y'all remember that? Reward is often wrapped up in responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? So, in other words, I said, reward is wrapped up in responsibilities. Sometimes it looks like the door is closed, that it's open. This is why we got to be around light. Because y'all know when it's dark, you don't know if the door is open or not. You don't.
That's right.
But if you notice, a door is just a transition. It's a transition to another area. So when God opens doors, that means we change our environment, huh? That means we got to go to another level. That means we got to be, you know, ready for what's to come. Because a lot of times we want God to open doors, but are you ready to go in?
Hmm? All right.
Hmm.
It is.
What you got, Miss Sienna?
No, I was just going to share a scripture I just posted. Is we also got to remember that Jesus is the door, right? So if he opens it, he is the door, and any man who enters his door will be saved. So we definitely have a choice to be made on going through the doors that he has opened for us, because then we'll be left out in the wilderness and not truly where we need to be in his pasture.
All right. So when one door closes, there's always another way. When you really, really, really want God, there's always another way. Y'all remember the man who God said, I'm about to cut your years on your life? And he prayed and he faced the wall and he prayed and he, in other words, he's saying, I know that door was closed, but and God extended his years.
It sure did.
Ooh, that's, y'all. In other words, well, God wanted to see what his faith was. But watch this. Not only did he want him to see where his faith was, he wanted him to get closer to heaven. In other words, he wanted him to please him more. And the only way that we can please God is by operating through faith. In other words, a closed door is visible by the eyes. But faith says there's no way that I cannot get in.
Mm-hmm.
Faith says there's no way that I cannot get in. If I got to go through the ground, if I got to go through the ceiling, if I got to get in through the window, faith says I am going to find a way inside. The natural eye says, well, if it's not the door, you know how we say, well, that's not meant for me. I'm going to pray about it. What you got to pray for when God has already given you direction? No, typically we pray about things that we really don't want to do. Typically. Not all the time. But typically we pray about things we don't want to do. Because y'all know we don't got to pray about sin. We don't have to pray about going to the club. We don't have to pray about, you know, doing our taxes and lying on them. We have to pray about a whole bunch of stuff. Do we pray about that? When somebody say, girl, come on, man, come on, do this, do you have to pray about that? Huh? So we got to pray about them. So prayer is great. Don't use it out of context, because we'll start to say, let me pray about things. In other words, we want to appear holy to somebody and even to ourselves at times, just excuse or make an excuse for us saying no. In other words, I got to pray about it, meaning God better show me yes, because right now I'm at no. Y'all see on my mouth?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. DJ, any other questions? We good? Everybody good? All right.
Yes, sir.
What you got, Miss Tiana? I know she's about to say something.
No, I'm good, sir. I'm good.
Okay. That's amazing now, because typically Miss Tiana, she, I say give us a 30-second segment, she go 3 minutes. You know.
Yeah, good wisdom.
That's good wisdom. She just took it from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. 3 minutes. If you got 3 minutes worth of world, you got good wisdom. That's just, okay. That's a synopsis. Okay. Got good wisdom. Okay. All right. Let us go ahead and pray. So, y'all, that's the topic for this evening. You know, when one door closes, there's always another way. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us, please?
Okay. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you on bending knees saying thank you. In the humblest way that we know how, Father, we just want to thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for sending us on our ways and your grace and mercy, Father, keeping us safe through the dangerous highways, byways, and through the evil that's out there. Thank you for giving us that PhD degree that we have, the power to hold the devil back and resist, so that we can understand and be obedient, Father, to your word. Help us to understand that no doesn't always mean no, and that's it. Help us to follow through and to uplift your name so that you can draw all men and women to you so they can get a better understanding so we can live in peace and harmony, Father. We say thank you, and at the appointed time, bring us back together again safely. Watch over us, cover us, bless everybody under the sound of my voice. In your Son Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Y'all, we're going to be on next Monday, same time, 8 p.m., okay? If y'all get a minute, check us out on Wednesday. We have the numbers right there, 225-364-0211. That's our Bible study on Wednesday. We start at 8 p.m. CST. All right? Y'all have a great night. See y'all next week.
Good night.
Good night.